You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Well, that's good to hear.
But when you look at it, though, like JP had mentioned to Dave about it, Washington backups also against him because Talibiotis is now on IR. Cosby's not playing.
Third string quarterback.
You know, you're on your third string quarterback. You start looking at it, it's basically Washington's backups against Philly's backup.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but Washington should have a lot to play for. Just from a last game of the season, we haven't had a very good season. We need to kind of show the world what we're like. And, you know, the backups playing, I mean, they have more to play for than anybody, right? I mean, you know, it's certainly something that they need to showcase well. There's going to be a lot of changes on this team going forward, especially, I believe, on the defensive side. So you want to be able to show out and show what you can do. I don't necessarily think Philly is that great of a team. I mean, they're obviously very good. They're obviously going to be in the playoffs. I've been, I think, down on them more than most. I have them as the number 9th best team, even though they're 11-5, and they've fallen quite a bit. They got a good defense, but they've been inconsistent. And, you know, any team can have a clunker of a game at any time. The line movement tells you, I think, more about anything, and this game should at least be close.
Kind of sounds like you're taking the points. If I can
well, not now. I mean, the line moved quite a bit. I still, even 3.5, you're getting over the key number of 3. I don't know necessarily if I would be dabbling at this point. But just from an X's and O's standpoint, Philadelphia has not been a great team this year. Well, no team has been a great team. So they're definitely beatable. They're definitely exploitable. I think it's always worth betting the underdog in this case because you get the points and you also get a chance to win.
Well, Greenberg, let me ask you something. I am. It's obviously week 18. This is extremely self-serving radio, so forgive me. I am in the it's the final week of this pick'em pool I'm in. There's 35 guys in this pick'em pool, but Doug Kammerer and I have a side bet in this pool. Doug is 1 point ahead of me going into the last week. He has 89 points on the season. I have 88. I'd really like to win for a number of reasons, and because this pool, the lines get set early, I'm getting the Skins plus 7.5.
Oh, you got to take that.
That's a must, right?
Yeah. There's too much value there for...
You're stuck at 7.5?
I get that they put the lines when they first come out. So this is 7.5 when you thought Hurts was playing a role.
Yeah.
I hope Doug's not listening.
Doug, you're listening. You better go change that.
I think that's about 25% closing line value there. I think you absolutely have to take that. And whatever happens, happens. But you're getting over a key number that's now in half. I would absolutely take that.
All right. We're talking with our boy Neil Greenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable.
Do you know what he's taking or no?
No, I don't know until the game starts. So we probably will both take it is my guess.
You might be in trouble, Jay.
Damn it, Neil. You messed up my Rude. Rude makes the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Go ahead, Greenberg.
If you take the same game as him, you lose.
Yeah, we pick 5 games, though.
Oh, okay.
We pick 5 games. So maybe we both take that. I mean, frankly, the folks in this pool are fairly savvy. I think most people would see the line value and try to grab it regardless. So, like, I'd rather still be on the side of the value than
right,
chase
it. I thought it was just one game. But yeah.
No, it's 5.
Okay. Carry on.
So, thank you. So I follow you on Twitter, as most should. You can give Greenberg a follow at NGreenberg. And your power rankings, one thing I love about you, you are not a conventional wisdom guy. You're gonna you're going to use your own kind of resources and numbers and go with them. Take us through where your power rankings are at going into Week 18.
I have Seattle number one, Jacksonville number two, New England three, Rams four, Baltimore five, which is probably going to be different than most.
Yeah, I would say.
You know, especially with, you know, you have Chicago, Philadelphia, Buffalo, all at 11 and 5. Yeah, I mean, it's, look, I'm looking at where a team should be and where it's going. I was on Jacksonville very early a couple weeks ago. I had them number four. A lot of people thought I was a little bit crazy. But it seems to pan out. New England I've had drifting up over the past couple weeks. You know, I think that it's you know, I'm looking at different things. I'm looking at efficiency. I'm looking at consistency game in game. A lot of these power rankings that are out there are mostly just regurgitations of the record. Mine are not. And, you know, I think mine have been pretty solid. I mean, through the course of the year in terms of, like, seeing the Eagles kind of fall off before anybody else, not being as high on Chicago, having Detroit lower than most before their swoon, you know, still having Baltimore high. I had Baltimore higher than most, I would say, even through, like, the early part of the season.
Yeah, you were riding with them.
And now here we are with them, you know, being a playoff contender. So, yeah, I'm pretty good, but mine's going to be a lot different than probably what you see out there mostly.
So if you like the Ravens that much, means you must really like the Ravens Sunday night.
Yeah, I've been saying like Ravens futures are probably the most undervalued bet that was on the board for a couple weeks. But look, I'm actually picking the Steelers plus 3.5 in this game only because Tomlin-Harbaugh games are very, very close historically. Pittsburgh as a home underdog usually wins, so I'm definitely taking Pittsburgh plus the 3.5, going over that key number of 3. Maybe they get TJ Watt back, maybe that moves the line a little bit, but I'm high on Baltimore, but I do have Pittsburgh plus 3.5 this week.
Is that if Lamar plays or not?
Well, if Lamar plays, yeah, that's no matter what. I mean, these games have always been historically close. They've been low-scoring games. They've been close games. The underdog has won a majority of them. Pittsburgh has won a majority of them. I think Mike Tomlin knows his division rival, and I'm very comfortable taking Pittsburgh plus 3.5.
So take me through Seattle, because the hardest part in buying into Seattle is Sam Darnold, and that offense has not been nearly as explosive over the last month as they were earlier. Like in your top four in your power ranks, you go Seattle, Jacksonville, Patriots, Rams. Who of that group are you? Would you put your own money on to win the Super Bowl?
Probably Seattle, and it's because defense travels. I mean, their defense has been good, and they're able to make stuff happen. I was down on them early in the season. I didn't really, like, I'm not going to say I was on the Seattle bandwagon for very long, but historically, these type of teams that are really good defensively do well in the postseason. Now, success in the postseason comes in two different flavors. Either you're, like, the best defensive team and you have an okay offense, or you're an elite offense that more than makes up for a okay defense. And Seattle definitely falls in that first group. You know, I get the Sam Darnold stuff. But, you know, again, I mean, it's all about matchups in the playoffs. And if he doesn't have a clunker, then I think Seattle just looks really good.
Yeah. What do you make of the Niners? That defense is bad.
Yeah.
They rush the passer as well as Washington does.
I hope my mother-in-law is not listening because she's from the Bay Area. She's a big 49ers fan. My kids call her up every Sunday. Go Niners! I'm not. They're a team that I'm avoiding. I don't think that they have the pedigree to make a deep playoff run. I have them in the same tier as Baltimore and Houston. I would probably take both those teams over San Francisco. I've been higher on Houston consistently more than most. Their defense is good. I do think that they can put together some offensive stuff. But San Francisco, they're like vanilla ice cream, right? They're like a really good vanilla ice cream, which you're happy to have, but if there's a better, more exotic flavor out there, you're probably going to eat it.
Yeah, they gave up a lot. They won the game the other night, but they gave up a lot of points, man.
Yeah, they weren't. That wasn't their best showing. Like, that wasn't the showing that you want to see where, one, you got to go into this game for all the marbles, but then, you know, to show, like, you're ready to dominate. Because even after we adjust the score for turnovers and that type of stuff, you know, they won 29-26 or so. You know, they had a really good game efficiency-wise, but there were some turnovers, et cetera. It just wasn't a dominant performance. And, you know, you want to see teams dominate. We've talked about this before. Like, squeaking wins by one possession isn't what makes a really good team. There's no data driven case for being like battle tested. You want teams that blow out someone like 42-10, like the Patriots did. Even if that team's not supposed to be any good, you want to see them firing on all cylinders.
Better chance of making the Super Bowl, winning the NFC, the Eagles or the Bears?
Oof. The Eagles. I'm not a fan of what Chicago's been doing at all. They're really not good on defense. They don't fit the profile of a team that goes deep in the playoffs. I definitely think Philadelphia, and it wouldn't even be close.
That defense is so legit. I tend to agree with you there. Are you prepared, Greenberg? And I do. We have a cap.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Game in about an hour, which is pretty exciting for Brian and I. Caps have been up and down, a lot more down than up lately. How we feeling about Rock the Red?
I'm feeling fine. They're fine. It's going to be fine. They're going to get some days off. I'm really looking forward to the Team Canada announcement, because it looks like the latest consensus has Tom Wilson making it. And
I love that. Awesome.
You know, that's something that's good. I think I really do think that everyone should be pulling for Tom Wilson to score a bunch of goals, the golden goal, just to really rub it in the face of his haters, because I don't think there's a more polarizing player than Tom Wilson. But, you know, kudos to him. You know, he's got 19 goals so far. He's obviously a big part of Washington's success, you know, in the NHL. And they're going to be fine. It's still a long season. Get some days off, rest up a little bit, and you know, let's have a real conversation, you know, a month or two from now when we start to see what's really happening in the Metro and the NHL at large.
See, that was going to be my question for you. When should we be concerned about it?
Yeah, I would say after the halfway point. You know, we got we're almost at the halfway point now. You know, I think a couple more games. It's, you know, they're doing really well in like regulation, so they're not really padding their resume with overtime losses, overtime points, which is good. Carolina is still a team that you're going to have to worry about. You know, so there's going to be some – look, they're going to play good teams because there's a lot of good teams in their – you know, on their side of the conference. So, but, yeah, let's – after the All-Star break, let's start to see what's going on, trade deadline, that sort of stuff. Let's see what the team looks like heading into the playoffs.
All right, Greenberg, speaking of the playoffs, talking with our friend Neil Greenberg from The Washington Post, the wager's significant here. It's a Snickers. Would you like to enter the B. Mitch and Finley College Football Bracket Challenge?
No, Snickers means something else, you know, Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, do I have to, like, fill out a pool or something?
I'll tell you later once I win.
I don't – what's other meaning for Snickers?
You wouldn't know it. It's not on that. It's not on Google. It's on Boogle.
I'm not going to find it on, like, Legends or whatever that thing.
Boogle.
It's something made up.
Okay. Urban Dictionary says looking kind of good, sexy. I don't know. Perhaps it's a Twix bar, Greenberg. It's a candy bar.
I do like Twix bars.
Are you prepared to enter? So far, it's me, B. Mitch, Jeff, and Landfill.
Yeah, what do I have to do?
You just answer the following question.
Answer who's winning the college championship.
Yeah, these are not going to be in chronological order. Oregon, Texas Tech.
Oregon.
Okay. Bama, Indiana.
Indiana.
Ole Miss, Georgia.
Ole Miss.
Really?
Everyone else can have Georgia.
Well, you don't know how crazy we get on this program. Don't you know I'm loco?
I've been on for a couple years. Trust me, I know.
Jeff took Ole Miss. So you and Jeff, that's where you want to be. J-Dogs forever. then Miami, Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Okay. You have the Ducks of Oregon playing the Hoosiers of Indiana.
Oregon.
Okay. All right. Then you have the Rebels of Ole Miss playing the Buckeyes of Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Did I miss you there, Neil? Ole Miss, Ohio State. Okay. Then you've got a Big Ten battle, Oregon versus Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Wow, back-to-back for the Buckeyes.
Neil, we don't need that to happen, man. I'm already sick of Sean Springs, man. God.
They are loaded, though.
Yeah, they loaded. I'm going to have to make a phone call down to the French Quarters.
No, you didn't win. We got to see who wins the games.
Oh, I thought I won.
No.
The game hasn't been played yet, Neil. What the hell? How you win without the games being played? One of my buddies just asked me why you didn't name Denver, and I said, Neil thinks outside the box. He said, yeah, he thinks way outside the box. Now I'm realizing you are out the box right there.
I am so far out of the box, I'm in a circle.
You don't trust the Broncos at all?
Neil already won in the games that haven't been played. That's outside the box.
The Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
Not really.
All right. Really. Are you taking the points with Miami tonight?
I mean, Miami's not good, are they?
Hurricanes?
The Hurricanes?
Oh, Hurricanes. I'm sorry. I thought you said the Denver Broncos. I'm sorry.
We're all over the place.
Yeah.
We do have to break, though, Neil. Okay. I will text you for winners.
All right, Neil. Okay. Take care, buddy.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.